The 26th annual Celtic Classic, presented by Celtic Cultural Alliance, is dedicated to preserving and promoting the Celtic heritage through education, musical presentations, and traditional competitions in athletics, piping, and dance. The Celtic Classic is truly a celebration of Celtic culture and heritage, and as a part of this, we look at four stages of continuous entertainment featuring international and national regional artists. One of the highlights, of course, or many of the highlights, are Celtic Classic Invitational Pipe Band Competition, the U.S. National Highland Athletic Championships, the showing of the Tartan Parade, Haggis Competition, many tasting events, the 16th Annual Celtic Classic Fiddle Competition, a diverse marketplace of Celtic crafts, merchandise, and collectibles, a kids' craft tent, and very, very much more. This is WDIY 88.1 Lehigh Valley Art Salon, Allentown, Bethlehem. I remain George Miller, and along with my wife and co-host, Kate Scuffle, today we chat with Jane Ann Recker, Executive Director of Celtic Cultural Alliance, which, of course, is a Celtic Classic Highland Games and Festival. Welcome, Jane.
Hello. Good to be here.
Hi. That was quite a list we were running through there.
It certainly was. There was more, but I cut some out.
There's a lot.
And this is actually, you know, it's funny. I think sometimes we tend to take what's in our own backyard for granted. This is the largest free Irish Celtic festival in North America, I believe.
Officially the largest Celtic festival in North America. And as our friend Neville Gardner at Donegal Square says, largest in the world until proven otherwise.
And in its 26th year, which is hard to believe because I think I remember when it began. So I'm in denial about that. But we were talking a little bit earlier the games, for instance. Now, again, I think I took it for granted. This is the 9th year of the games actually being the U.S. national games. I mean, this is it. This is
correct. This is the Super Bowl of the Highland Games. Yeah. These are the top 10 professional athletes in the United States.
Wow.
Yes.
And the Celtic game, for people that don't know, too, and I think it's fascinating, the games are kind of descended from traditionally often Scottish, I think, influence.
They are Scottish in tradition. They've morphed from several different things, preparing for war, and proving manhood and different things. But that's where you can trace each and every individual event back. Mm-hmm. And there was a purpose and, the sheaf toss,
right,
which is a literally a bale of hay. You know, they were out in the fields and that was what they had and that was what they used. But you can trace back, you know, every event.
And it's beautiful for people that haven't perhaps come to the festival, stay on the fringes, look at some of the vendors. It's a field full of tradition. And we were talking a little bit about tradition before as well. It is wonderful. You can go. There's music. There's food. There's libations. There's books and jewelry and crafts. But at the core of it is that sense of heritage and the story of the seven Celtic nations, not just Irish culture.
No, we are a Celtic festival representing all seven Celtic nations. And there's just so much of it in the Lehigh Valley. And we like to say when you come to the Celtic Classic, you're swimming in it.
And it's interesting that that is one of the competitions that, of course, attracts a lot of people. But there are other competitions as well that are equally as interesting and valuable to the cultural festival. And that is the pipe band competition and the drum major competition. Both of those are really well attended, and people just love competitions.
Very much so. The pipe band competition, pipe bands are graded on their abilities. So Saturday, we have 10 grade 4 pipe bands competing, and on Sunday, we have 7 grade 3 pipe bands competing, grade 3 being a step up from grade 4. But these combined are some of the top pipe bands on the East Coast. They're coming from as far as Virginia, Massachusetts, all over, because this is the premier event to compete at. We have our judges are flying in from Scotland and Northern Ireland to judge these bands.
Wow.
So it's very much a big deal and really see some of the top musicians in their field.
Yeah. And am I correct that they're all featured in the parade as well?
The grade
off on Saturday.
Threes
yeah.
on Saturday. Okay, all 10 bands are in the parade, yes. Okay, so it's really a sight to see to see these top 10 bands coming down Main Street. Don't miss it.
You know, Jane, one of the most actually emotional things about Celtic Festival is to get there early in the morning or a little bit later at night, and off in the wilderness, somewhere between the trees, there are fellas that
piping.
Are playing piping.
They're actually tuning
beautiful.
Up.
Yeah.
Which most people don't realize. They're tuning up, and we absolutely love when the pipe bands get there really early, and we are just setting up before the festival and kind of getting our feet under us, and off in the distance, you'll hear that first, you know, couple of notes of the bagpipes, and we say this is why we do what we do, just kind of break the morning silence. It's really, you have to be there to understand that.
It is awesome. It really is.
And following from that, too, we have throughout the weekend, there'll be dance competitions. There's Highland Dance. There's a beautiful fiddle competition at the Ice House on Saturday morning that has a huge following. It's gorgeous.
It is. I am in awe of those kids every year. The talent just amazes me. But the Highland Dance really is something to see. That's a Scottish tradition as well, and these kids work so hard. We actually have competitors up to about 28 years old this year, and as young as 4. It's really something to see. It's free. It's in Foy Hall that begins at 8 a.m. And at the same time, the fiddle competition is going on in the Ice House, which in itself is such a great venue. You know, to see something like that, and we have some of our most talented performers as the judges of this competition, because they feel so strongly about these kids keeping, you know, this music alive and learning the art, and it's just really a great atmosphere to be in.
And please correct me if I'm wrong. I understand that this really unique contest, the classic fiddle competition, focuses specifically on Celtic fiddling styles, which include, of course, Irish, Scottish, Cape Breton, Shetland, Orkney, and the Galatians.
Yes, it is strictly Celtic, and I think you've named them all. Yes.
With a wide variety there, which is interesting because all of this particular dance, it all of it ties into the new generation theme as well. It's a way of keeping the culture going, passing it on.
Absolutely.
You know, which brings us to actually another kind of new arrangement, a new arrangement of components, I should say, this year, Heritage Hollow, which takes some bits that have been there, the work with the children, the clans, and kind of gathers.
Brings it all together for them and kind of immerses them in the culture with all the different activities that are down there, the performances that are there. And then, of course, like you said, the clans, who really are a wealth of knowledge. You can do everything from, you know, get advice on your genealogy to, you know, learn about the history of tartans and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's wonderful. They're actually there all weekend, happy and delighted to talk with folks about the history, about their own connection to it. And it's kind of fascinating to have the children so nearby. Now, this year, too, the children's tent or the children's area will offer crafts based in the heritage for the children, interactive.
Correct.
But what's exciting, too, is that we're going to have some professional storyteller, Joe Keane.
Yes. Yes. Joe is captivating.
And then when Joe is not sharing his stories with us, Claire Marcus, who is a textile artist.
Yes, she'll be spinning wool for us in a very traditional way for the kids to see.
Sheep to shawl, I think she calls it, And she'll be there throughout both afternoons as well. So it's a wonderful opportunity. Now, one of the things I love best about the children's area is that the families stay with the children. It's a shared experience.
That is, and we always say we're a family-friendly event. We love that. Yeah. When mom and dad are down there at the tent, you know, doing things, you know, with their kids and getting involved. So, yes, that is a great part of it.
To see that. And there's a new stage as well, isn't there, this year?
There is.
Nearby.
The new stage is outside the Ice House.
Okay, that's right.
And we have named that the Celtic River Stage, being that it's right along the river there. We're very excited about that stage and being able to grow the event and bring in more entertainment.
Which I was wondering, there's such a long list of entertainment, of bands, great music. And you know better than I, what's some of the favorites that are back and some of the new bands that you're excited about?
I think
about?
This is probably the best lineup we have ever had. Of course, we have Seamus Kennedy coming back and the Glengarry Boys, Timlin and Kane, who have been with us for 26 years. And then we have the new ones. We have Full Set coming in from Ireland. They are, we like to describe them as kind of American Idol winners that have come together, but they lean towards the traditional. They're young kids, but the amount of talent amongst them, it's just you have to see it to believe it. Uh-huh. They are just great. We have Jameson coming in from Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Kilmaine Saints are here. They're from the Harrisburg area.
That. Yeah.
Longtime Courting, which is a female-based band.
Okay.
Traditional. So we're excited. We are just really, really excited about the lineup.
That's a wonderful mix of some of the folks that people follow, but then something exciting and new. I think someone said to me once about another festival in the area that one of the exciting things about a good festival is one where you go for the things you love and that you come away having discovered something new that you didn't know that you loved.
Oh, well, that's great. I love that.
You know,
yeah.
And I feel like the lineup for this festival really, really is
set
to deliver. I think we covered that. And we even have Craig Thatcher and Nike with us this year because they now have incorporated a Celtic style into their program. And they're closing their Jameson Irish Pub 10 on Sunday night. So we're excited to have them with us, too. So we've got near and far. You know, we have our local neighbors to, you know, the musicians coming from Ireland.
And a range of age and styles. And
yes, absolutely.
Quietly lovely music and music to rock out to as well.
Yep.
Now, the whiskey tasting contest is sold out, I think. Have I heard rumors of this?
Okay. It is. The whiskey tasting sold out very quickly, as it always does. Mm-hmm. Real good selection in there this year.
And going back to just thinking about some of the things with in terms of heritage and those kind of through lines, I'm just thinking with the children's area, some of the new things we're looking at incorporate. Well, actually, one of the ideas was a Girl Scout, Val and Amelia Shepherd, mom and daughter, who have been involved with the Education Committee for a very long time. Amelia has created, if I understand correctly,
yes, she did.
As part of her Girl Scout work for her Golden Award, I'm like a Girl Scout Gold Award. She's created a way to travel through the festival.
She has, and I'm just so impressed with what she's created, and I think everybody is just going to have so much fun doing this. She created a passport that will take you through the festival to different areas, different experiences, and when you complete your passport, you come back to the Children's Activity Tent and get this beautiful custom patch that she designed as well with Celtic Classic on it and done with a tartan background.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really, I think, going to be a great experience for young and old.
Yeah. Well, I know there's a ton of patches and passports waiting to go, and folks need to come down to the Heritage Hollow to pick up
the
passport.
Yes, they start at the Heritage Hollow in the Children's Activity Tent. Mm-hmm.
And then they end up back there when they finished, hopefully with the correct answers. No.
Is there an adult version of this?
There's one version for everybody.
All ages.
One version for everybody.
And a variety of everything from music to culture to heritage. When you come through, you not only have had a kind of guided tour of the festival, but you have learned a lot.
Absolutely.
Which is wonderful. Absolutely.
And the festival has absolutely grown tremendously. From what I understand, there's some more than 260,000 visitors to Celtic Festival.
Yes. On our average weekend, we say about, depending on weather, about 230 or so, mm-hmm. but we have seen crowds in excess of 260,000. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping that all of you come back and see us next weekend.
Oh, but the sprinkling from the heavens really doesn't stop the festival at all.
No, those true veterans and diehards, because rain or shine, that music goes on. Yeah. We're there.
But it's looking good this weekend, the weather-wise.
They
I don't want to jinx
it's
it.
No jinxing, no but jinxing. I think it's going to be okay.
Yeah, great. Well, we're certainly all going to be there. We're going to talk more a little bit about the social dancing at Foy Hall that is being offered, and of course, an overview of the success and the future of Celtic Classic when we come back. And Kate has a lot more questions, right, Kate?
Of course, I always do.
Yes, okay. And we have a lot more answers for you as well. So we just want you to remind yourself that the Celtic Classic is September the 27th, 28th, and 29th. Now, on Friday, it's roughly from 5 to 11. On Saturday, roughly 9:30 to 11, and on Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And you can still hang around, you know, and help out. That wouldn't hurt.
Yeah.
This is WDIY Allentown Bethlehem, Lehigh Valley Arts Salon, 88.1, and George Miller and Kate Scuffle. And we will return momentarily with our guest, Jane Ann Recker, the Executive Director of the Classic Highland Games and Festival and the Celtic Cultural Alliance, right after this important message.
For program support on WDIY, we thank Kutztown University Presents, announcing a new season of diverse entertainment. Kutztown University's Department of Music hosts its celebratory concert gala Monday, September 30th, featuring Jonathan Wilcox, Magnificat, and Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue at the renovated Schaefer Auditorium. Details at kutztown.edu/music. For program support on WDIY, we thank the Sovereign Performing Arts Center, announcing The Barefoot Contessa coming to Reading. Ina Garten, cookbook author and star of Food Network's Barefoot Contessa, will be sharing her tips, stories, recipes, and answering audience questions Wednesday, November 13th at 7:30 p.m. at the Sovereign Performing Arts Center in Reading. Tickets at the box office, Ticketmaster.com, or 800-745-3000.
You have become a staunch supporter of WDIY, Lehigh Valley Art Salon. That's why you're on the other end of these radio wires, and we are certainly glad that you are. This is Lehigh Valley Art Salon, and we're talking with Jane Ann Recker, Executive Director of Celtic Classic Highland Games and Festival, and there's a lot more happening there than we can possibly get into this 30-minute program.
We were talking a little bit, though, to revisit the dance, social dance, because we were talking about the dance competitions, but social dance is very different in a way.
It is very different and so exciting. This is actually an interactive. Everybody join in and learn those dances that you have been seeing on stage all these years. We have the Irish Ceilidh dancing and then the Scottish country dancing, which is where square dancing kind of has its roots. But there's something for everybody, children and adults. And it doesn't matter if you have a partner. There's just come and join us in Foy Hall and learn the steps and listen to the music. I think it's just going to be an absolute blast.
It's lovely, too, because I had the good fortune last year. I wandered into the Unitarian Universalist Church hosted similar event last year, but it was a little bit off the beaten track. You know, you had to kind of leave the festival. And it was just delirious good fun. I mean, people were beside themselves. Children dancing with adults. You're right. You absolutely don't need to come with a partner. People met each other, had a great time. It's absolutely, there's folks there to teach you and lead you through. And there's great music. It's great fun.
The music is great. And there are some wonderful instructors teaching this. And it's one of those things, I think, once you get latched onto it, you know, then you just want to keep doing it.
Exactly.
So we're hoping everybody comes and partakes in this because it is just one good time.
And it's right there at Foy Hall, which
at
is wonderful
Foy Hall,
this year.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And again, it's another event that's all ages. That's what really struck me. Families were there together. At one point, a lot of the folks from Maureen O'Grady's School of Irish Dance showed up and were dancing with people that could have been their grandparents and having a ball.
The kids from O'Grady Quinlan, they love teaching their craft.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I tease those kids all the time and I say, one of these years I'm getting a sparkly dress. I'm wearing it and I'm getting on the stage. They think that's hysterical, but I really want to wear the dress.
The amazing thing about this Celtic luck that is connected to the festival is that all of these events are free. There's no admission charge. There's no fence. It's right there for everyone.
That's what we love about our event.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we would, you know, love for everybody to come down and support us, you know, in monetarily. But you know what? You don't have to. Just find yourself a parking place and wander around all day. It is free.
And the energy is wonderful. I mean, I think it's you really can between the music. There's wonderful food. We said before, you know this, but there's great vendors. There's a learning opportunity around every corner that's also fun.
We like to say we have everything from haggis to hot dogs. There's something for everybody in no matter what direction you turn in as far as food goes.
Actually, you know, it's funny. It always gets a lot of media, the haggis eating contest, and why wouldn't it? But I experienced my first one live last year. I got to tell you, it's well worth it.
It really is. It's a pound of haggis that comes from Donegal Square. And their wonderful chef, Kelly Shea, makes that for us. And it's piped in with all kinds of pomp and circumstance. And then one of our piping judges from Scotland then does the ode to the haggis. There is actually a poem that goes along with all of this. And the competitor that eats the pound of haggis the fastest wins. And it's easier said than done because it's warm as well. They're eating warm haggis. But I think last year our winner did it in about 44 seconds.
Wow. You know, that haggis gets a bad rap, but it tastes very good, actually.
Well, it depends who made it.
I was going to say, we had the good fortune to taste at Kelly's, and that's
yes,
a fine,
Kelly's is very good.
Fine way to be introduced
yes.
to it. But and it's a lovely way to kick off the afternoon. I think that's Friday afternoon.
Friday afternoon at 5:15 on the field, and the crowd really gets into it. They really, really do. It's fun. you know, it's the people walk away with the bragging rights. Mm-hmm, they love saying, I won the haggis eating contest. So we've had several different events across the country actually copy it, call us and say, and we love that. That's great. You know, so yeah, the haggis gets a lot of attention. You can buy it there and eat it.
I have to ask, because you've been with this festival through thick and thin in more ways than folks might know. And why? And what are some of your favorite memories, and what still moves you?
It's a funny story. My husband's best friend was getting married, and his wife was relocating up here. They were staying in this area, and she needed to network. And she said, do you want to go tap beer with me at this event? So I tell all of our fabulous volunteers, yes, you too can be an executive director. But I had so much fun. We came back the next year and the next year. And I think after 2 or 3 years, I wanted to get more involved. It's the people here. I can't buy the people that put this event together.
It's interesting because there really is a real energy to it that's wonderful, and a friendliness and an openness that's just gorgeous about the festival. And I think it's interesting, you were saying that you've topped out. This is like a record-breaking number of volunteers involved this year.
This is the most we've ever had. We're just thrilled with the number of people coming to help us this year.
People really clearly enjoy it. I happened to go down to one of the orientations at the Ice House, and people are just excited to be there.
Our phrase is, there's 500 new friends waiting to meet you.
And I hear rumors that a lot of people get engaged.
Well, that's our other phrase. There's a lot of love at the Celtic Classic, because I think, don't you have some kind of love connection at the Celtic Classic?
I have to admit, George did propose to me at the Celtic Classic. He did indeed. We were doing a play.
That's right, I did.
That's right, he forgets.
Yes, we have our engagements, and I am bound and determined to have a wedding.
It hasn't happened yet?
No.
I'm surprised. It's only a matter of time.
So if you're out there and you got engaged at the Celtic Classic and you want it, or, you know, you'd like to get married, please email us. Yeah, maybe next year.
Maybe I'll propose again this year.
I don't know if that counts.
Renew your vows.
Yeah. So what's ahead for what do you dream of for the festival? What do you see coming?
You know, the festival has a life of its own, and we'll continue to grow that. Our vision now and what we're getting excited about is growing the organization throughout the year, and constant presentations, and just, you know, being out there all the time, educating, you know, everybody on the Celtic culture, whether it's lectures or hands-on things, music, dance, and just being out there 12 months a year. And that's what you're going to see from us next.
Good. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. See,
The artisans and vendors actually have gotten better and better every year.
They have. We put a lot of effort into having the right vendors at the event. There's people that come from as far as California and Ireland.
Yeah.
And our friend Neville from half a block up the street. You will see some of the finest Celtic wares that you can find anywhere, including the internet.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, we've been blessed to be able to travel in Ireland, and I don't think until I went did I appreciate the quality of what was available to me right there at the Celtic Classic every year.
Looking for Christmas gifts, wedding gifts, home decor, jewelry, there's some of the most beautiful jewelry and clothing, something for yourself, you could spend hours.
Absolutely.
We have more than 50 retail merchants all selling something different.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. I have a tendency, I pick up all the business cards because it's like shopping with the best, and I just hold on to it for the rest of the year. They're wonderful.
Yes.
Actually, we want people to know, too, that Celtic Cultural Alliance actually presents the Celtic Classic Festival. But it doesn't stop, actually, on September the 29th. It continues all year round with educational programming that the Cultural Alliance is offering.
Yes, it does. We just had Tony McCulley here.
Exactly.
The author from Ireland, promoting his new book. And we will do all sorts of things like that throughout 2014. All of it will be on our website at CelticFest.org, or, you know, definitely like us on Facebook. We put so much information out there. But we will have all kinds of new and exciting things coming up in 2014.
We're looking forward to it.
We are all looking forward to it. So we're reminding you again, September 27th, 28th, and 29th. I don't have to remind you. You have your own calendar. It's in historic Bethlehem, all around historic Bethlehem, an integral part of historic Bethlehem.
Download the app.
Yes. Download the app. You're right. it's very important. It's very important that you do that. So please attend and tell us of your joys that you have had at Celtic Classic this year. We've been talking with Jane Ann Recker, Executive Director of Celtic Classic Highland Games and Festival, And we thank you, Jane, for being here. Our special thanks, too, to our own Irish guardian and keeper of the pot of radio wave gold. And, of course, a champion of the two-pound hammer throw. Steve Aronson, thank you very, very much for all your help.
Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
In a world. You may have heard that phrase intoned at the beginning of movie previews or trailers by Donald Leroy Don LaFontaine. LaFontaine, who died in 2008, was nicknamed the Voice of God for recording more than 5,000 film trailers and thousands of television ads, network promotions, and video game trailers. LaFontaine parodied his own career, notably in TV commercials for Geico Insurance and the Mega Millions lottery game. Footage of LaFontaine opens In a World, a funny, rather brilliant, and insightful fictional film written and directed by actor Lake Bell that takes place in the little-known world of Hollywood voiceover actors. Lake Bell, who is making her theatrical big-screen directorial and screenwriting debut, is perhaps best known for her roles on TV's Boston Legal and Children's Hospital, as well as the movies No Strings Attached, It's Complicated, and What Happens in Vegas. In her film, In a World, Lake Bell stars as Carol, an aspiring female voiceover artist and daughter of Sam, played by Fred Melamed, a successful voiceover artist, and he's dating Jamie, played by Alexandra Holden, a woman who is his daughter's age. The voiceover world is portrayed as a male-dominated field. Carol gained some success booking key voiceover gigs, including that for a preview for The Amazon Women, a quadrilogy. That's one more than a trilogy. She's competing not only with Gustav, played by Ken Marino, an up-and-coming voiceover talent, but with her father, who decides at the last minute to also compete for the coveted gig. Carol is coached by her friend Lewis, played by Dimitri Martin, a recording studio engineer. Subplot in a World has to do with Belle's sister, Danik, played by Michaela Watkins, who is having marital difficulties with Mo, played by Rob Corddry. In a World is a quirky comedy with characters whose neuroses are so deep they make the characters in a Woody Allen comedy seem non-neurotic. In the role as Carol, Lake Bell has a beguiling, nervous energy presence that is all fluttery hand and jerky body movements and shifty eyes, punctuated by inappropriately over-the-top smiles and snarky remarks. In a small role is stand-up comedian Tig Notaro. There's a cameo by Eva Longoria as herself. Gina Davis also has a role. The screenplay in a World, which received the top prize at the 2013 Sundance Film Festival, is written with rapid-fire dialogue, some of which seems improvised, and a nice arc and character development for the featured roles. In a World. It's one of late summer's surprising finds at the cinema. Don't miss it. In a World is MPAA rated R for language, including some sexual references. Opening September 27, cloudy with a chance of meatballs. That infernal machine is still churning out menacing food-animal hybrids. The animated feature sequel includes the voice talents of Bill Hader, Anna Faris, Will Forte, and Neil Patrick Harris. Rush. The 1970s rivalry between Formula One drivers James Hunt and Niki Lauda is recreated. Chris Hemsworth, Daniel Brühl, Olivia Wilde, and Natalie Dormer star. Ron Howard directs the biographical drama. Baggage Claim. Taye Diggs, Jill Scott, Damon Huseynov, and Paula Patton star in the comedy about a woman on a mission to land a suitor. Don John. New Jersey guy dedicated to family, friends, and church develops an addiction to porn. Joseph Gordon-Levitt stars and directs in his big screen directorial debut. Scarlett Johansson, Julia Moore, and Tony Danza star in the Porn Again comedy. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.
This is WDIY Allentown, listener-supported community public radio where definitely it's you, your source for local news and public affairs, NPR, and great music diversity.